melody. Many bands have learned to play that Bostado Fresco way. That's why everybody's dancing tonight.
Vesso Wego, Alleluia. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Pushin' Polka Show. I'm Melanie.
And I am the risen chunky hunky besider, Polka TJ, TJ Salonic, wishing all of you a very happy Easter. Vesso Wego, Alleluia. Indeed, he is risen. Happy Easter. We're here till 6 o'clock tonight, right? Yes. Regular time. We can confirm once again, Mel does not have coronavirus.
Woohoo!
She's safe for a third week in a row. So, sit back and relax. Go grab yourselves
Giggity.
Some ham. Some pugach, mm-hmm. Some pivo, some
vino,
eggs, some pivo, some more, some guompki, some pivo, some deviled eggs, some pivo. Did I mention pivo?
You did mention.
Grab
pivo.
Yourselves
what,
a few of those.
What about vodki?
Vodki, yeah. Vodki. You gotta have some vodki. Have a shot. So indeed, raise a glass to the risen Lord. Your local station, 590 WMBS, TJ and Mel, here with you till 6. Brand new. We're gonna start off. Now that everybody's dancing.
Brand new recording by the Dynabrass, debuting this week.
Absolutely.
Their 2020 Polkas recording. And here's one called Nothing But Trouble.
Well, you nothing but trouble. Clearly I can see just the kind of trouble for me. With those crazy eyes, you just bring me to my knees. You're just my kind of trouble. Just the kind of trouble for me. Well, you know I'm not the one that looks around for trouble, but trouble always seems to follow me. From the very first time that I saw your evil smile, I knew that it was over for me. Well, you're nothing but trouble. Clearly I can see just the kind of trouble. Just the kind of trouble for me.
Recording by the Dynabrass, coming out this week. We're giving you a little sneak peek. Nothing But Trouble, an original tune done by the band, written by Joe Zaleski, partnered with Mikey Costa of The Beat. Joe and Mike wrote that tune together. The CD's called 2020 Polkas. It'll be out this week. We'll be sure and tell you how to get it when we get the information, and we'll be able to play the rest of it, too. Joe made us promise we would only play 4 songs, and believe me, we're going to play all 4 of them. We'll do another one later in the show. How's that?
That sounds wonderful to me, Polka T.
And we did invite Joe to come tell you about it, so whether or not he makes it this week, I think we're going to try to shoot for this week. We'll see. If not, next week, we'll figure it out. But Joe's going to come on and tell you all about the new recording. So,
yes, indeed.
Fun stuff coming here.
Sweet.
Pushin' Polka Show.
Well, I am sure that many of you are feeling like we are, being quarantined with each other.
Yeah.
not being able to visit with family or friends, along with not being able to go to church, which has been one of my biggest issues with this whole quarantine, especially with Easter.
You know, I used to always complain because you used to make me go to church 17 times during Easter, and now that wouldn't be so bad to get out and get to church.
We played it. We had it on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah.
But, but
E-church.
It's still E-church. It's still not the same. So for all of you out there celebrating Easter with your families, or maybe you're doing it virtually, to give you a little bit of that old school, old church feeling. I know years ago, Stacy, Brenda, and I all sang in the choir. We also all participated in procession, but these are two back-to-back songs that we did for the procession for Easter Sunday. Traditional Polish hymns. So to all of you, from both of us, happy Easter, and here is Twoja jest en wesoły nam.
Hallelujah. Chicken eggs just like the hen. A freak of nature that's plain to see. Something screwed up, what's wrong with me? I know it sounds strange, it does to me too. By the way, there's something in the grass for you. I'm a bouncing ball curiosity. You should look around for traces of me. Everyone's dressed up to celebrate. What a wacky world, what a crazy fate. I'm so confused, so confused. This is surreal as surreal can be. Hopping and dropping painted eggs while children with baskets run after me. I'm a bunny rabbit and I hop around, lead a parade all over town. I'm a bunny rabbit and I hop around, lead a parade all over town. I'm a bunny rabbit and I hop around, lead a parade all over town. I'm a bunny rabbit and I hop around, lead a parade all over town. I'm a bunny rabbit and I hop around, lead a parade all over town. I'm a bunny rabbit and I hop around, lead a parade all over town. I'm a bunny rabbit and I hop around, lead a parade all over
from Denton, Texas, for you that time, the fine sounds of the Brave Combo from their Holidays recording in a tune called I'm a Bunny Rabbit. Because, you know, nothing says Easter and the risen Christ like a rabbit farting out eggs. Right? but I digest.
Colored eggs.
Colored eggs, too, yeah, nonetheless. Yeah. What's that rabbit eating?
I know.
Right? I mean, I have some colored...
Easter eggs.
You know, if I drink some Guinness, I have some colored... You know, people are probably having their dinner.
Yeah,
we won't get into that.
No.
You know.
No. You're good. You're good.
Yeah, you know.
Anywho.
Anyways, what's after Easter? Tomorrow, of course, is Dingus Day.
Which is a big... Big letdown as well, because nobody's having Dingus Day parties.
Nobody's Polish on Dingus Day anymore.
Everybody's Polish on Dingus Day, but we can't celebrate together.
We'll
celebrate virtually today through the airwaves.
I'm going to get out my super soaker and run through the house and spray you with it, and you can whack me with your pussy, Willow. Right? Is that how it works?
That's pretty much how it works, but...
And there's people out there that aren't Polish that are listening to this going,
they're
what
like, what?
The
hell what the way? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No. Get your super soakers and your pussy willows out right now. Here is Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push from their As Sweet as Candy recording with one called Dingus Day in Buffalo.
Next year, we're there. We say that every year, but next year, we're there. Promise.
Once a year, when all that Cajun music makes you smile from ear to ear. And up in New York City, at a place they call Times Square, they gather by the thousands just to celebrate the year. These are festive celebrations, well known by one and all. Like the Irish on St. Patrick's Day, they party till they fall. But there's another special day, it comes but once a year. It's in the Nickel City, and Dingus Day is here. It's the Monday after Easter in an all-American town. It's Dingus Day and party time with thousands all around. In a city known as Buffalo, they come from far and wide to celebrate tradition and to wear their Polish pride. State right there in Buffalo, you'll see party after party, party every place you go. Polish eagles flying high next to our country's flag. Bands are playing, people saying hi in Nazrovie. If you're Polish, you must surely know just what I'm talking about. That special day when everyone gets out into the crowd. So get on out, enjoy that special camaraderie. Celebrate and spread some Polish hospitality. It's the Monday after Easter in an all-American town. It's Dingus Day and party time with thousands all around. In a city known as Buffalo, they come from far and wide to celebrate tradition and to wear their Polish pride. It's the Monday after Easter in an all-American town. It's Dingus Day and party time with thousands all around. In a city known as Buffalo, they come from far and wide to celebrate tradition and to wear their Polish pride. We'll be right back.
we've got time for one more before we have to take another short pause for the cause. So next up, here is the choir of the Polish National Army.
See, back to church again. Told you 17 times. Gotta go to church.
With one called Stomp on Chrystus here on the Push and Polka Show.
Stomp on Chrystus? Isn't Chrystus Jesus, right?
Yes.
So we're going to stomp on him? No, it's not a nice thing to do on Easter.
You're not pronouncing it correctly, or you're thinking of the wrong word.
Well, let me read.
W-S-A-S-T-A-L.
Stomp on Chrystus. Okay, there we go. I'm going to get Polish lessons for the day. See, words matter. Spelling, pronunciation matters, we should say. Whatever. Here's Stomp on Jesus.
Stomp on Chrystus.
So we're back with the Push and Polka Show, your local station, 590 WMBS 101.1 FM, and on the World Wide Web at WMBS590.com. We are joined by the very talented Joe Zaleski, leader of the Dynabrass. Hi, Joe. Are you here with us?
Hey, TJ and Mel. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this Easter Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to ask if the Easter Bunny left a bottle of vodka in the basket this morning.
A box of
12 bottles of vodka and 2 green turds.
Nice.
So are you getting Easter pay for this?
I am not. This is a free interview.
Well, I will contact the leadership of the station here. We'll see if we can figure something out.
Sounds good.
So we're going to talk about something very, very exciting, and it's something that we featured the last 2 weeks, last week, and we're featuring, we already did one, but we're going to feature it again. You have a brand new recording out. Now, by the way, Joe, we should preface this by saying Joe is the leader of the fantastic band called the Dynabrass. And we have the Dynabrass is my favorite band, of course. And Dynabrass,
thank you. Right,
and Mel's too, of course. Dynabrass was our wedding band, so we have a little bias there. But Joe, let's talk about how you became the leader of the Dynabrass, because
you led the TPM. You led TPM.
Yeah. Joe was the leader of Toledo Polka Motion, and then all of a sudden there was Jeff Malechko, leader of the Dynabrass, had a stroke. And Jeff, he's doing well, I think, right?
Yeah.
Joe, you talked to
Jeff.
Yes,
he is. Yeah, right? I do. And, yep, he's doing very well. In fact, he participated in the mixing of the new CD. So he was in the studio with us at Peppermint Productions in Youngstown, Ohio for the 2-day mix. And it was great to have him involved in, in this project. It's a big, big step forward for him.
Absolutely, that's incredible. And when everything happened with Jeff, everybody the first question everybody wondered is what's going to happen with Dynabrass. And Joe stepped up like a champ and took over. And I'm telling you, it's been fantastic. This is your third recording now, right?
It is, yes, our third recording since 20. Well, we started the And the Road Begins project in 2015 in December. So, it's hard to believe it's almost 5 years since Jeff went down with the stroke, and he's doing well. He comes out from time to time. Got him up on stage a couple times last summer, to take a shot at a couple of vocals, and it's great. There's nothing more that he wants than to be back on the bandstand, and obviously that's what we all want. But our mission is to keep the Dynabrass relevant. So whenever that day comes, when he's ready to get back at it, he's got something to just step right into.
And that's what I love about you, because you never took over the Dynabrass. You always said you're the placeholder. You're holding Jeff's spot. And
I'm the interim band leader.
Right. Well, what made you step into that role, though? I mean, because you had TPM for many, many years, and I am the first one to say I wanted you to bring back TPM, obviously, but you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't bring back TPM, but all of a sudden this happens, and now you're the lead of the Dynabrass. So what's the difference?
Well, when TPM ended and I had my hiatus, I had made up my mind I never want to be a band leader again. I just want to be a side guy. I want to show up and play drums or just, be the bass player. I'm all about, being a team player. And, that was my goal, and that's what I had when I got hooked up with Jeff and Dynabrass back in 2011. When his, medical situation happened in 2015, his parents and I had a discussion about what's going to happen with the band. We had we had gigs on the schedule. We had a cruise lined up. And they asked me to keep the band going for him, that he needed something to look forward to help him, recover. Wow. And I didn't think twice. I said, absolutely, count me in. I'll take care of it, and here we are, almost 5 years later, still keeping the band rolling along and trying to do what we can to engage Jeff in what we're doing and help him along his road to recovery.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing. It really is, and it just goes to show like how polka people are and how polka musicians are, how much we love each other and support the music and love what you're doing. And the fact that this is your third album now with Dynabrass as you leading the band, you said you had And the Road Begins, then you had Dance All Night, and now 2020 Polkas. And you're recording with these same guys, these same musicians on these recordings. How has it influenced you? Like, how is the dynamic with these guys? I mean, obviously, as TJ said, we're biased. We love you guys. But what does it mean for you as a musician to have these guys coming to the studio with you and going to gigs with you and recording with you and just being there and playing this music that you love?
Well, it's fantastic, and there's a lot of levels to that. As you know, my son AJ, TJ's younger brother. Black people didn't know that I was actually TJ's father. No, there's a long story behind that we don't have time for, right? But there's that opportunity to have, a father-son experience. And, so that's one of the things that drives it. But I'll tell you, these guys are a great team. With Jeff not being able to perform, we've really got, like, one spot that's open. And we've had multiple, people come in. Jack Beachley, on horn for a while. Chris Hedrich, giving up playing accordion to play horn, Jimmy Mack stepping up, Jimmy's son now. So now we've got two father-son scenarios within the same group, right? Because Jimmy's son and, wow. And Chase and, you know, and so cutting on the album. So this particular recording is just, you know, really was a pleasure to do and a lot of great experience because of, you know, the cohesiveness of the group. Everybody's a team player. You know, we're working together as a group, and that's why it works. We've got moving parts. You know, sometimes, you know, you come out to see the band and, you know, it's Bob and Chris on horn and Jack on concertina and Dale and AJ and myself. And, you know, then next time around is Jimmy and, you know, Bob on horn, Chris is on accordion. So we've got the flexibility with the eight guys that work together you know, part of the Dynabrass to be able to maintain the consistency when we go out and play, not change the style, be able to sound like the same group, yet, you know, the guys are flexible in what instruments they play and, you know, whatever it takes to, you know, to get the job done on any particular weekend.
The album's called 2020 Polkas. What was your inspiration for this album?
Well, a couple of things. You know, as far as the title goes, I just have always kind of kept a list of, you know, what I think would make cool album titles, and I just keep adding to it. And what I ended up doing this time around was, you know, with the guys, I said, hey, here's, you know, here's six different choices, you know, things that I came up with. You know, I went through what I had, you know, the list, and so we kind of voted on it, and the guys really liked, you know, focusing around 2020. So when I came up with it, my idea behind it was, you know, 20/20, like 2020 vision polkas. Yeah. And, you know, as you'll read in the liner notes on the CD, I kind of talk about, you know, we're coming into a new decade, having a good, you know, having a focus on, you know, bringing new music and continuing to further, you know, polka music with new ideas and influx of, you know, new material. So that's just really, you know, where it came about. It's ironic that the year is 2020, so it ties to that as well. But it's really more about having a focus on, you know, bringing new music to, you know, to the polka industry.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you say that, man, you really hit the nail on the head, because as I listen to this entire recording, it does not have a whole lot of, we'll call old standards. The rest that is in between, it's not stuff that anybody has ever heard before. It's really cool stuff. Where did this stuff come from? Because,
well,
I'm curious.
Yeah, there's a lot that has gone into it. So, you know, there's been a lot of folks that have contributed to the recording as well, from a arrangement perspective, from a song idea perspective. Like, for example, One Step, Two Step, a buddy of mine out on Long Island, Don Neumeier, sent me a tune. Yeah, he sent me, you know, One Step, Two Step. It's a bluegrass song, just recently released in the last couple of years. He's like, hey, take a listen to this. I think it would be a good, you know, polka for you guys to do. And, nice. And the first time I heard it, I'm like, oh, yeah, we can work with that. A few of the other tunes, Bob Nason's, he does a lot of research, you know, out on YouTube, just looking for, you know, different types of music that would be convertible to polkas. And he came across Paint the Town. As soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, yeah, we can make this work. He came across Someday You'll Love Me, which is actually originally recorded by Conway Twitty. So, you know, one of the goals that I had for this recording was, one, to have all new music And we almost accomplished that. We did put In Heaven There Is No Beer on the recording, and the reason that we did that was twofold. You know, somebody had given me the idea, actually it was Ted Lang, says, why don't you put one song on there? You know, when people come up at these festivals and they're not normally out at the polka events, you know, it's the only time that they maybe see a polka band is, you know, like at the Johnstown Polish Festival, for example. A lot
right.
of folks that go to that don't go to the normal, I don't want to say normal, but don't hit the regular circuit. He said, put something on there, make it the last song, get a kick-ass arrangement. Oops, sorry, you're on AM radio.
we're on
you know,
AM radio.
get a driving arrangement of an old standard tune that anybody off the street is going to pick it up. What songs do they know? They know In Heaven There Is No Beer. They
totally.
Know Roll Out the Barrel. They know Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. He's like, pick one of those and just do a good arrangement of it. Well, we had a really solid arrangement that Jeff Malesko put together that we've been playing for years of In Heaven There Is No Beer. Why we added that was so that you know, the non-traditional polka fan would pick up the CD, see a song that they recognize to entice them to buy the recording. You know, within the polka industry, they're going to buy it because the music is new. They're looking for the new music. They're looking for, you know, things that they haven't heard before. But, you know, the average listener that's looking, you know, to buy a polka album is, you know, always inquiring, do you have one that has In Heaven There Is No Beer on it? Well, now we do.
You know, in a way, it's kind of sad because you say, yeah, you're absolutely right. And when you say the person that picks up the CD, they're looking for something that they heard. It's really, it is kind of sad because they're going to see The Girls Just Want to Dance. They're going to see Nothing But Trouble. They're going to see Paint the Town. They're going to see Someday You'll Love Me. And they're going to, I never heard of any of these songs. I'm not going to buy this CD.
We need to open up their minds. So that,
right.
So,
yeah.
So that
and, well, and that's exactly, yeah, that's a good point.
And willing to listen to new music.
Right, it's a good point, and that's exactly it. They're gonna pick up, and we don't care why they're gonna buy it. Well, we do. We want them to buy the album, right? So they walk up, they see In Heaven There Is No Beer. Oh, hey, I know that song. Let's buy
right.
this one. It's a good song. But then now
right.
you got them. Now they're gonna hear the other 14, right? And
yeah.
you're hoping that
yep.
when they put that CD in, they're gonna listen to the whole thing. They're not gonna go to track 15, right? Well, if you
right.
you know can pull them in by giving them something that they recognize, now you can expose them to the other 14 tunes that, you know, maybe one or two of them will catch their ear and they'll go, wow, this is, you know, this is some good stuff. So,
yeah.
you know, it's, you know, a concept that, you know, I discussed at length with Ted. Initially, the guys were like, oh, man, you know, I'm not sure we should do that, you know. But once we got in the studio and we got the tune rolling you know, we wrote a second, you know, some new lyrics for the second verse. We had to get the word
awesome,
Yeji on the recording, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That was awesome.
And then Jimmy Mack fired off that sax solo, and it was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. It's actually one of my favorite tunes on the recording just because it's just such a driving, it's really the riff part that gets me, you know, and the sax solo at the end is worth the wait to listen through the whole album just, you know, for the sax solo.
And I have to say, personally, like, I know TJ loves your Waltz, Journey of Love, which is an original by
oh
the band.
God.
And I love
yep.
your cover of Walking on the Waves. I think it's phenomenal. And, Joe, just for the audience, can you tell us where we can get the album when you release and when you're releasing the album?
Sure. Well, we're officially releasing the album on Friday, the 17th of April. And why I picked that date is that should have been Holy Toledo Friday night. So we were planning to release the album at Holy Toledo Polka Days. Since we can't have Holy Toledo, we're going to still do the album release on the Polka Jammer Network. From 7 until 9 o'clock. So, you know, folks want to get a chance to hear the entire recording, it'll be available then. And then obviously you guys will have, you know, access to the rest of the songs.
We're going to play it. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got a lot to look forward to over the next couple of weeks once we do the official release. And then, as far as folks, if they want to pick it up, just go to our website, dynabrass.com, and click on the link for recordings, and click on I Want to Buy One, and put your money in the jukebox, and there you go. You're good to go.
I'll tell you what. Listen, I spent a lot of money on a lot of stupid stuff. This is not one of them.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It is. It's one of the best I've heard in a long time, Joe. And, you know, I wouldn't BS you.
To put it nicely, on AM radio.
Right on.
I can't say the words I say on AM radio.
But, Joe, thank you so much for your time and for your talent. We really appreciate you taking this time on Easter Sunday to share with us.
Absolutely.
And, we're going to play a cut from the album right now.
Absolutely. How about
it was number 6. I don't remember what the name
Joe,
was.
I think
you guys are queuing up Someday You'll Love Me.
Yes. That's one of my favorites as well.
All right, so thanks so much, Joe.
Well, thank you, TJ and Mel. You guys have yourselves a good rest of Easter Sunday, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the Polka Road.
Joe Zaleski, happy Easter. So, thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of the Pushing Polka Show and for telling us a little bit about the recording. Such a pleasure to have you here with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Just as much as I love you. Everybody's Polish on Dingus Day. If you're looking for a party, here's what you should know. Dingus Day's the way to go. The Monday after Easter is a holiday. Everybody's Polish on Dingus Day. Culture, food, and polka music all over town. Your favorite refreshments to watch them down. No matter how you spell your name, we're happy to say everybody's Polish on Dingus Day. A slice of Polish culture with its roots in the past. Dingus Day's a real blast. The Monday after Easter is our day to play. Everybody's Polish on Dingus Day. Hey, hey! Grab a pussy willow or grab a squirt gun. Try to do the polka, it's loads of fun. Party hard till daylight, sleep in the next day. Everybody's Polish on Dingus Day. If you're looking for a party, here's what you should know. Dingus Day's the way to go. The Monday after Easter is a holiday. Everybody's Polish on Dingus.
You're listening to the Push and Polka Show on your local station 590 WMBS 101.1 FM and on the World Wide Web at www.wmbs590.com. That was the Concertina All-Stars from their Honky Fusion recording with one called Everybody's Polish on Dingus Day.
Indeed, everybody is Polish on Dingus Day. And you know what else they do on Dingus Day?
What?
They drink a lot of beer.
I am sure.
And that got me to thinking, you know, because I drink a lot of beer, too.
Tell me something I don't know.
So, well, listen, you start to think, and you rank things sometimes in order of priority in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to think, is anything better than beer?
It depends on the ranking. Like, there's different levels of ranking, like, if you're eating or drinking something, it's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing something, it's another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good, too. What are you talking about? Hang on a minute. Maybe we might have to hit the rewind button here.
Rewind, stop.
Beep, beep, beep. Back it up.
Oh, yes, it's cool.
All right. So anyways, that was probably a bad transition, but here's Alex Meixner, nonetheless, from his recording Three Ring Circus, proposing a question to all of you. Is anything better than beer? The great uniter.
Something better, come whisper in my ear. Tell me what's preferable to Pilsner, ale, or stout. Could it be love or money? No, not a shout. If you could be a movie star, a millionaire, or king, without this foamy beverage, it wouldn't mean a thing. We are always honest, never insincere, when we say nothing is better than beer. Republicans and Democrats, for once they all agree. Five doctors say anyone can see. The College of Cardinals, a jury of your peers. Ask them what they like the most, they all say beer! Beer!
Milwaukee, drink it every day. Italians and Frenchmen drink it every which way. In the South Sea Islands, they drink it on the beach. At Harvard University, they drink it while they teach.
Well, that's not coffee, is it?
Is anything better than beer? Just one thing we can think of, and that's more beer! Fancy cars and mansions never can compare to a Hefeweizen sparkling in the cool autumn air. Think of tiny bubbles in a glass of liquid gold. It's a little drop of heaven for you to have and hold. That other song is wrong. The angels drink it all day long, 'cause nothing, oh nothing, is better than beer. That other song is wrong. The angels drink it all day long, 'cause nothing, oh nothing, is better.
Well, 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 well.
And for the heck of it, we might as well throw in a good old-fashioned, what the hell?
My, how the time sure does fly.
And that time flies like a jet plane when you're having a good time. We are indeed having a good time each and every Sunday afternoon right here on your local station for Polka Music 590 WMBS 101.1 FM and on the World Wide Web from North Union to North Korea at WMBS590.com.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in and tuning up with us and sharing part of your Easter Sunday with us. Vesuego, alleluia. We are so glad to have such a wonderful audience in you folks. We will be back in action at 5 o'clock next week on your local station. Stay tuned for Jesus and then John and Lynn in Polish Melodies at 7 p.m.
Absolutely. So until we talk to you folks next week, you have yourselves a great week. Enjoy the rest of your Easter Sunday. And like I said earlier, if you can't spend it with your friends, family, loved ones, just know that they're with you always in spirit and in heart, and you'll get by. We'll all get through this. Absolutely.
Yes,
and just
we
think,
will.
It's Easter, right? And when we think about being quarantined and stuck at home, oh, woe is me. Christ made the ultimate sacrifice and died on the cross for us. So if you got to sit home for a couple of months and drink beer, we'll be fine, right? We'll be good. Next week, folks.
Everyone will be happy.
Absolutely.
Everyone will be healthy. Just
yes.
Have faith and believe and know if you have a phone call or a virtual call with your family and friends or your church family and friends, everyone should be there for each other. And that is what this season is all about. So giving, sacrifice, and loving one another.
Absolutely.
So, vesuego, alleluia.
Amen. Till we talk to you folks next week, good night.
Good luck.
And God bless each and every one of you.
Dobranoci, do widzenia, from the Pushin' Polka Show.